Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
A Health Research Board report published today shows that the number of cases treated for problem alcohol use in Ireland in 2024 was up 7% on the previous year. It also says 2 out of 3 people in treatment are living with at least one child aged 17 or under. Alcohol Action Ireland says the figures released today underscore an urgent need to support what it describes as the invisible victims of alcohol harm. We're joined now by Marion Rackard, who's an addiction counsellor and psychotherapist and co-founder of the Silent Voices campaign from Alcohol Action Ireland, and also by Michael Geeran, who's an addiction counsellor in Limerick. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Michael, I might start with yourself. And what do you make of these figures today, first of all?
Good evening, John. These figures underscore the fact that while our per capita consumption of alcohol as a nation is trending downwards, we still have pretty serious problems in terms of alcohol dependence and harmful drinking. And that is no more. There has been a marked increase of alcohol in conjunction with another drug, and that drug in the main is cocaine. So these figures are quite concerning. We thought alcohol had leveled out a little bit, but the report would clearly underline that over the last 7 years, it's marginally worse, and it's definitely more complex in terms of the presentations.
With more people seeking treatment for it, though, too, that's a positive, isn't it?
Yes, well, it can be taken as a positive on the one hand, that there is less stigmatisation and people are more feel safer coming forward and talking about their addictions and getting help. But the increase is so great, one would wonder, is there an increase in the actual baseline level of alcohol dependence within the population?
Marion, what do you think, seeing these figures? Is there a positive to be found in them?
There's always a positive in alcohol treatment, John, and hello, Martin, and your audience. But we have to be aware that 73% of the population use alcohol, whereas 7.3% use illegal drugs. So we have a severe level of alcohol use disorder in our population. What struck me was the fact that 8,745 people were treated for alcohol, but 44% were first time, only 44%. So in other words, nearly half of that figure are people who are in the system already. And for a size of our population, with 600,000 people in Ireland have an alcohol use disorder of some description, 90,000 have it in a dependent fashion. So 90,000 people have a chronic illness or multiple physical and psychological harm from alcohol. So I don't think this doesn't satisfy me as somebody who's worked in alcohol treatment for much of my life in the HSE. I would like to be seeing a much more energetic attempt to provide alcohol treatment by the Department of Health, because I think really illegal drug use is getting huge attention through the National Drug Strategy. But unfortunately, alcohol is very far down the line in that strategy. I think alcohol needs a separate strategy that is pinned into the drug strategy, because alcohol is the number one drug use in Ireland. But my particular concern is that the children who are suffering in silence from living with either drug or alcohol issues. And that's why in Silent Voices, we're doing everything possible to try and bring attention to that issue.
Can I come back to you on that in just a moment? I wanted to ask Michael as well, considering all of the issues we have with drugs, do you still think alcohol is our biggest problem?
Absolutely, John. And I have always been of the view that alcohol creates more problems than all of the others combined. And if we look at pre-COVID times, we had 1,500 people per night occupying acute hospital beds with alcohol-related illnesses, and it was costing the state 1.8 million per annum. So alcohol is still the number one, in spite of the fact, as Marion quite rightly pointed out, the issues we're having with cocaine in particular are getting huge publicity, but alcohol is still a major issue for us as a nation, particularly in the way we use it. As I said earlier, our per capita consumption isn't particularly alarming, but the manner in which we drink is alarming in terms of alcohol dependence and harmful drinking and binge drinking also.
I want to go back, Marion, to what you were saying about the silent voices, the silent victims here as well. We can see from this research there's a large number of people in treatment and women in particular with children under the age of 18. That is obviously a big problem that maybe you would say, well, hence the name of your campaign, that has gone unnoticed.
Without a doubt. And I mean, really, when we think about our country and the level of attention we have devoted over the years to trying to remedy the harm that has been done to children. You know, I worked in the National Counselling Service where we dealt with historical sexual and religious abuse. But my work in alcohol treatment has shown me a significant level of harm to children that absolutely is totally silent. There are actually no services devoted to the attention to children. Now, you know, there is a very good strategic statement between TUSLA and the HSE called Hidden Harm, and there is a guideline for professionals. But we need to advance the actions in that, and that needs to be front and centre to the new national drug strategy, because support re-alcohol needs to be front and central for children. And I suppose the main thing that we're looking for in particular at the moment is what we call a measure called Operation Encompass, which if implemented could facilitate an early information sharing partnership between Gardaí when they have attended a domestic abuse incident where children were present, and schools, enabling schools and designated staff to offer immediate support. This was introduced in Northern Ireland, where the programme has been in place since May 2023, and over 23,000 referrals were made in its first year, which would translate into 60,000 referrals here, giving an indication as to the scale of this invisible problem. So Alcohol Action Ireland and my fellow co-founder, Carol Fawcett, have been working very hard to seek the Minister for Justice to implement this policy as soon as possible. But legislation needs to be written in order for that to happen. So that's one key action that we're seeking.
And would you support that too, Michael? Because I know you work with addicts and you, I'm sure, though, see and hear about the effects, the knock-on effects and the damage that alcohol addiction does, or any addiction does, to their families, to their children too.
Absolutely, John. And almost every service that works with addicted people tends to work with the family as well, to some extent. But I would agree with Marion when she says there are a critical mass of people, particularly children who are the most vulnerable around all these people with this alcohol dependence syndrome. And that needs to be a key action point in the next national drug treatment strategy, and which is 8 years since we had the last one, which is reducing harm, supporting recovery. And that's an inordinately long period of time, because the landscape around alcohol and drugs and addiction has evolved so much in that period of time.
We've been in touch with the Department of Justice about Operation Encompass that you mentioned, Marion, because as part of the Zero Tolerance, the third national strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, there is a commitment to complete examination of the potential application of an approach along the lines of Operation Encompass in an Irish context. The department tells us that it involves the police service making a notification directly to teachers and principals within 24 hours of being called to domestic violent incidents in which children were a factor. And they say that in this jurisdiction, Garda policy provides that TUSLA are to be notified of domestic abuse related incidents involving children. Due to this different institutional landscape, they say they need to consider all aspects prior to the introduction of such a programme. But work is ongoing to see how it can be encompassed, how Operation Encompass can be included in an Irish context. They're working on it, basically, Marion.
Yeah, well, we've been hearing that for quite some time, John. And, you know, the lives of children are at stake here. I mean, domestic violence. I mean, for example, you know, this weekend now coming up, alcohol use is the catalyst to significant domestic disruption and abuse. And that particularly at holiday times, such as the upcoming bank holiday weekend, this is likely to increase. As a co-founder, as three co-founders of Silent Voices, we have, by sharing some of our personal experience of growing up with this issue, we have tried to convey the seriousness of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I recall myself, you know, the birthdays or Christmas or racing meetings or anything like that was always a very triggering time for my dad's drinking, unfortunately.
Your dad was the great hurler, Nicky Rackard. And he's honoured and his memory preserved in the Nicky Rackard Cup in his honour as well. And he spoke out. You speak out in his memory too. And in memory, I suppose, of your experiences as a child.
That's right, John. That's right. And, you know, he definitely was probably the first person to write in depth about his experience. And that gave me permission to really talk about my experience of growing up without any malice in it, because no parent sets out to hurt any child, never. But the power of addiction, which is referred to as cunning, baffling and powerful, mm-hmm. by Alcoholics Anonymous is takes over.
Okay.
Even to the point where parents love their children. Love doesn't matter anymore sometimes, unfortunately, when drink is in the picture. So we're really, really asking the Department of Health to pay great attention to alcohol in the next strategy.
And Michael, word to you, and I'd love to continue our conversation. We may talk about it some other time, but I know Marion blamed Irish culture when she's spoken about this before for her dad's death and doesn't feel it's changing. Do you briefly and finally feel that our culture around alcohol is changing at all?
Well, I believe the only way in which our culture around alcohol has changed is that we have moved from being slightly less alcohol dependent to more harmful drinking, and cocaine has really come into the mix. And one thing I would like to get in, John, before we finish, that startled me in this report, in that it records just 4 in 10 clients are successfully completing treatment, which means maybe we need to be looking at the efficacy of the treatment programs that we are providing for people, because that's a very low number.
We look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Michael Guerin there, addiction counsellor in Limerick, and Marion Rackard of the Silent Voices campaign with Alcohol Action Ireland. For further information and help on these issues, look up rte.ie/helplines.